Listen, we know you've likely been a bit bombarded with 2022 municipal election stuff the last couple of weeks. Us as well. And with so much information to remember ahead of October 15, we wanted to help condense the important dates and items you need to know before casting your ballot. In Port Coquitlam, local residents will only be voting for the next council as Mayor Brad West was acclaimed. The first occurrence of its kind in city history, as well as School District 43, SD 43, trustees Christine Pollock and Michael Thomas. That means, eligible voters will need to pick from a list of 18 people looking to earn one of 6 seats at Poco City Hall. How can I vote? There are 3 ways to cast your ballot in Port Coquitlam during the 2022 campaign period. Mail ballot eligible voters must fill out an online application form or apply in person at their respective city halls to receive a mail ballot. Completed mail ballots must be received by the chief election officer before 8 p.m. on October 15. The last opportunity to request a mail-in ballot is noon on October 15. Advance polls various locations on various dates depending on community. See below for more. These polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. General voting day polls will be open on October 15 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at various locations. See below of more. Am I eligible? Port Coquitlam residents looking to vote in the 2022 municipal election have to meet certain criteria to do so. They must be a Canadian citizen, be 18 years of age or older on election day, October 15. Be a BC resident for at least 6 months immediately before the day you register to vote. Be a Port Coquitlam resident. What do I need to vote? It's required to bring one or more pieces of identification to a polling station that confirms your identity and place of residence, which will ensure your eligibility. If you're already a registered voter, you'll only need one form of ID. If you're not registered, you're asked to bring 2 pieces of ID, including one that must have a signature. Acceptable documents include the following: BC Care Card, BC Driver's License, BC Identification Card issued by ICBC, BC Services Card, Canadian Citizenship Card, Birth Certificate, Credit or Debit Card, Current Property Tax Notice issued by the Municipality, Social Insurance Card, Secure Certificate of Indian Status, Status Card, Utility Bill, Phone, Hydro, Gas, Telephone, Cable Service, etc. Valid passport, vehicle insurance documents issued by ICBC, Ministry of Social Development and Economic Security request for continued assistance form SDES 8. When and where can I vote? Port Coquitlam is hosting 2 opportunities to cast an early ballot ahead of the civic election, both from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Advance polling stations OCT 5 The Outlet, 2248 McAllister Avenue, access off McAllister Street or Lee Square. OCT 8 Hyde Creek Recreation Center, 1379 Laurier Avenue, on October 15, Poco residents can vote at one of 9 places, including 7 schools, where ballot boxes will be open to the public from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Election Day. Polling stations: Blakeburn Elementary, 1040 Riverside Drive, Castle Park Elementary, 1144 Confederation Drive, Cedar Drive Elementary, 3150 Cedar Drive, Central Elementary, 2260 Central Avenue, Hyde Creek Recreation Center, 1379 Laurier Avenue, Kilmer Elementary, 1575 Napin Street, Coquitlam Middle School, 3280 Flint Street, Westwood Elementary, 3610 Hastings Street, The Outlet, number 110-2248 McAllister Avenue. For more information, you can visit the City of Port Coquitlam's website. As well, the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce, TCCC, is set to host a Port Coquitlam All Candidates Debate on October 3, 6:30 p.m. at Riverside Community Church, 2329 Fremont Connector.